What Music Defines Generation Y. Today, Amy Metro, Katie Kohler, Pat Jaworski, Rachel Rausch, and Wyatt Corvatus will discuss five songs that define this generation. The idea we have found congruent with these songs is that the millennials are rebelling against the idea of attaining the perfect appearance. Millennials, or Generation Y, are the people coming into adulthood now and were born somewhere between the 1980s and the early 2000s.
We have found that while the world assumes that this generation is obsessed with plastic surgery and looking flawless, our findings contradict this. We have discovered that Generation Y more so appreciates individuality and the differences between people.
It seems as if the standards for physical attraction are being set higher and higher by the media. According to womenshealth.org, movies, television, magazines, and even music all contribute to this creation of problems with body image that a number of people in Generation Y have. A perfect example of a song setting ridiculous expectations for listeners in terms of physical appearance is Katy Perry's California Girls. In this song, Katy gives specific physical characteristics of what one should find as, the song says, so hot. Not only are examples of what is to be found physically attractive given, like her supposed sun-kissed skin, reckless behaviors like sex and alcohol consumption are glamorized in lines like sipping gin and juice, sex on the beach, etc. There are certainly adult themes, but the overall pop feel of the song definitely appeals to young listeners. And with its use on the radio stations all over the country and probably the world, it is unlikely that the song is not heard by young people everywhere. Not only are these unrealistic standards in terms of physical attraction and behavior set, a sense of not fulfilling these expectations are given off with Snoop Dogg's final line of the song, "I wish you all could be California girls." If this doesn't perfectly display that the listeners are being set up for failure, then I don't know what does. However, the majority of our generation has realized what the media is trying to do and are fighting against it.
According to You Don't Need Their Approval, The Decline of Social Rules, it states that for all of Generation Me's lifetime, clothes have been a medium of self-expression and individual choice in a range of alternatives and comforts. The article states that our generation dresses for ourselves when we are just staying home and do not care. This generation believes that comfort is most important as long as people can still complete the job at hand. In the song American Kids by Kenny Chesney, it describes what kids in America are really like, despite the unrealistic appearances that are expected of us.
We were Jesus, Sammy, blue jean baby, born in the USA. Trailer park, truck stop, faded little map dots, New York to L.A. We were teenage dreaming, front seat leaning, baby, come give me a kiss. Put me on the cover of the Rolling Stone, uptown, down home, American kids.
In the song, it uses descriptions of what most kids are truly like. It states, we were Jesus, save me, blue jean baby, born in the USA. This line expresses the religious side of kids, the clothing side, and the freedom side. It then goes into lines that say, growing up in little pink houses, making out on living room couches, blowing that smoke on a Saturday night, a little messed up, but we're all right. This describes a few actions and descriptions of what teenagers are doing and how they see things. According to the article, our generation is a much more accepting generation than some of the previous generations. We accept all of the different styles and trends now, but previous generations did not accept any kind of different appearances and styles. We can all agree that society wants us to appear a certain way, but Kenny Chesney's song states what the real teenagers of today think about that. We are who we are, and everyone is all right with that, because we are all, as Kenny sings, American kids.
Statistics on plastic surgery suggest that our generation does not partake in cosmetic surgical practices as often as the previous generations. According to an article by Ann Hynek, who is a business producer for Fox Business, in 2010, 43% of plastic surgery procedures were for people aged 31 to 45, and 28% were for people ages 51 to 64. That leaves 29% of people to be either under age 31 or over age 64. The generation before us appears to be more prolific concerning plastic surgeries to better their appearance. The millennials, on the other hand, are less concerned with this type of surgery. We care about the kind of person someone is instead of their beauty. This type of thinking allows for more individualism in society and leads to to us being more accepting of others. The band Seether's song The Fallen agrees with this idea that Generation Y is not so concerned with altering their appearance to fit the expected mold of society. The song said, "They got injections for those facial lines. Break out the scalpel, keep the nose defined." Then later says, "I got my ticket for the next makeover. I lost my taste for this, I'll keep my pride." Seether is stating that when we cut and shape people to specification, we lose our sense of self. I think we can all agree that our generation is fed up with the expectations of us to look perfect, when doing so is near impossible. We'll be the generation to refuse the standards forced upon us to look a certain way. Generation Y knows that when it comes to someone being valuable in society, appearance no longer matters.
In order to do a good job or look beautiful, our generation does not rely on fancy clothes or the reassurances of others. While we appreciate others' compliments, we do not need them to feel beautiful. We are confident and know our individual styles make each of us beautiful in a different way. Our different opinions and preferences won't leave anyone's individual beauty behind. For instance, Christina Aguilera channels this attitude in her song, Beautiful.
I am beautiful. Words can't bring me down, oh no. So don't you bring me down today.
She knows everyone is different, but she still sings You Are Beautiful to address everyone. She sings Words Can't Bring Me Down, which is exactly our standpoint. Even if someone's words make us a little insecure, we push it away and move on. We don't let others' words take our beauty away from us. In an article for USA Today, Stephanie Amore reported that Generation Y has struggled to accept traditional dress attire of professions as we begin working. We are used to feeling confident in our appearance wearing flip-flops or yoga pants. We don't feel we need to look the part to be good at our job. What matters to us is the quality of our work and the ability to do our work well. If we sit in an office where only our coworkers see us, why is it absolutely necessary to look the part every day, since we are confident and secure with our appearance already? Previous generations think we are too relaxed on dress code. We simply don't think fancy clothes are going to help us do our job better than we already do, just like fancy clothes won't help us be more beautiful than we already are. We have not let these comments affect our confidence and our appearance or work abilities. The desire to remain comfy and keep our confidence in our appearance does not lose its meaning even at work. As a whole, our generation wants to show our individualism does not affect our work ability or self-esteem. We just want to be able to feel good about ourselves no matter what our choice of clothing is. We simply don't need to meet others' expectations to feel confident in our beauty.
Generation Y is a very expressive and outgoing generation. Even though society and the media creates what we are expected to follow, we don't pay attention to these and create our own style individually. Generation Y is more of a passion-driven generation than the last. In Store of the Years, Eye for an Eye. They sing, not for fashion, passing trends, or a sense of pride, it's just a love and passion that we hold inside. We do hold a very strong appeal for our physical appearances, but growing up, we were told to follow your passion and love your career, according to Harvard Business Review. We were taught from a young age that we should pick a job in a field we enjoy very much. Our generation would much rather put doing what they love over how well they look. This generation still holds a strong passion for living their lives to the fullest day in and day out. And it does not matter what they wear and choose how to look, because it's only up to them.
So to sum it up, Generation Y has overcome the influences of media in terms of expected appearance. We are against the constant bombardment to be physically perfect. We recognize that there is so much more to people than what they look like. We value what you can bring to the table. We also tend to be more loud and rebellious when being pressured to meet expected standards.
As the millennials, we are out to prove that we are capable and do not need to look appealing to be a successful person. We are capable of being professionals without having the expected look of a professional. Generation Y is an individualistic generation that will not let someone as trivial as outward appearance hold us back.